You're out there. The weather hasn't frozen.
That was hard work. Those wet leaves. Oh, my.
All right. That's my first Shall one. We start this evening with the flags?
Certainly. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening. This is the December 17, 2018 public meeting of the Planning Board of the Township of Clinton, County of Hunterdon, and State of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, in that an annual notice was published in the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the notice of an agenda for this meeting was posted on the bulletin boards in the Municipal Building, and faxed to the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Express Times, the Courier News, the Hunterdon Review, and the Star Ledger no later than the Friday prior to the meeting. Madam Secretary, will you call the roll, please?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Butcher?
Absent.
Oh!
Well, John's not here. Someone has to give Kevin a run for his money.
Mr. Higgins?
Here.
Mr. Kelda?
Absent.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Absent.
Whoa. Mr. Martini?
Absent.
Mr. McTiernan?
Present.
Mr. Pfeffer?
Here.
Mr. Scheich?
Here.
And Mr. Semay?
Here.
You have a quorum, Mr. Chairman?
Thank you.
It's like the Congress.
And this is the final meeting of the year, right, for us?
Yes.
Mr. McTiernan's last meeting
it is
with us, so we'll thank him for his service.
It's been fun.
Okay. We appreciate it. You've been a good member, a good resource. Thank you. Meeting minutes. We have two sets. First up is October 15, 2018. These were previously distributed through the new distribution method.
Yes, how does everyone that's here like that?
Seems to work.
Works for me.
Seems to work. Yes. It's an online, like a Dropbox. Mm-hmm. But,
yes.
So it and I did see that Ms. Kleinhans did give you some little tweaks here and there. So
yes, and I did make those.
She knew she was going to be late and possibly not even make it, but she did provide a few little things. Oh, okay. So all is good in the world of minutes.
She is the vacuum cleaner.
Yeah. So if there are...
I have one. I don't even know if this really counts as a comment about the minutes, but when you open the file, which I guess is going to be posted to the website, the title of the file is Agenda, not Minutes.
Oh, that's important. Let me see that. Here. On which one?
No, the actual printout is fine. It says minutes up the top, but if you open the file, the tab that happens in Adobe Acrobat is called Agenda.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's a little quirky. We're going to have to look at that.
Yeah, the only reason I say anything
both
is because...
Them? Yeah. Files?
Yeah. Well, because I have the agenda and both copies of the minutes open, and I have three agenda tabs right now. I didn't even notice this until just now. The only reason I say anything is because I know you post them on the website, and I assume people that download them will see the same thing.
Yeah, I'm going to have to check that out. I'll talk to Steve. Thank you.
Yep.
That's definitely an IT issue.
Yeah.
All right, so with the watch out for that, anyone have any other questions or comments or concerns with the minutes for October 15, 2018? And if not, is there a motion to approve?
In the record, you've got me as both present and absent.
Oh, yeah?
I was.
You were only half here.
I tried.
It's my 3D year.
Okay. Another correction. Thank you.
Were you present?
Didn't get that.
Yeah.
Were you present or were you absent?
No, I didn't see that one on there.
I was absent, I believe.
Yes, he was absent.
Well, I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeffer?
Yes.
Mr. Scheich?
Yes.
And Mr. Semay?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Next up, we have the minutes for November 19th, 2018. Same overall comments, same process. Same watch out for the posting with that agenda snafu.
Yep.
But anything else on those minutes?
Everyone is only here or absent, so it looks good to me.
So if that's the case, is there a motion?
So moved.
I'll second.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeffer?
Yes.
And Mr. Semay?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
I don't think the links would stay live. You know, if I click on that little link, say 6 months from now to do some research, stuff would still be there?
That's a good question. I don't know, but I will check with Tom McCaffrey. He was the one that suggested that site because he uses that at work, mm-hmm. and he likes it. I do know that things, we've been doing it for the Board of Adjustment, and those things are still available so far, but we haven't been doing it the entire year.
Okay.
So I will look into that.
Just check, because sometimes, you know, it's handy with
to
the
have
attachments.
Access.
You know, it's easy to look up stuff from a year ago or 2 years ago.
Yes, so. I agree. Okay.
Good. All right, we have a resolution this evening. Clinton Agricultural Associates, LLC, Block 7, Lot 3, application 2013-114, resolution 2018-12, modification of conditions 15 and 16 of resolution number 2013-29 to extend the time within which the applicant must obtain permits and certificates of occupancy for phases 1 and 2 of the development, and to extend the time to complete the paved parking area. So I know this was sent out by Mr. Drill, and I didn't see any comments or revisions, so anybody have any questions or comments? It's also in our
Dropbox
here. So if there is no...
And there were no comments from the applicant or the applicant's attorney either.
Yep. Okay. So would there...
Make a motion? Motion.
Thank you, Mr. McTiernan. Second?
I'll second it.
Thank you.
We're trying to.
Roll call, Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeffer?
Yes.
And Mr. Semay?
Yes.
Motion carries.
And I understand the store is open, and I've heard comments about the merchandise and all that sort of thing.
Oh, positive?
Yeah.
Good,
yeah.
Good, nice.
Good.
Yeah, I haven't been over there.
I'll have to swing by and see. Before we run to the public hearing here, we did get a request from the game butcher. You remember they came here with the solar?
Yep.
And I don't think we did the typical...
The ask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it okay that we ask Denise to ask the... construction and zoning officers to allow to issue permits while we're going through the resolution write-up.
Yes,
as long as nobody has any problem here, then let's say we're asking the secretary to go ahead and
make the ask. I just made the note.
Thank you. All right. We have a public hearing tonight. Two items, the Township of Clinton Recreation and Open Space Inventory, or the ROSI for short, and the Township of Clinton Open Space and Recreation Plan, the OSRP.
I'm not calling that an OSRP anymore?
Yeah.
Sounds like an Egyptian god, doesn't it?
So, a little on the process here, I can share, I guess. We have Denise and our professionals have worked on this, primarily Denise and the team, updating it. It's a report that in an inventory that gets updated every so often for the requirements. We had a public work session a meeting or two ago. We had a pretty good discussion on it and reviewed it in depth. Went through all of the ads and changes and even some proposed name changes, if I remember, for some of these small open space parcels.
And Tom and I both made those changes on both.
Right. And at this point, you know, those changes should be in your final versions that you've seen and looked at. The next step after we would approve it here in this public hearing is it would go to the governing body, I think, right? Or no? It goes straight to the master plan?
Right. The open space and recreation plan is part of the master plan, and the ROSI is something that is a list that would potentially go, if needed, maybe the resolution would be going
available, right?
We're going to Green Acres if they need a separate resolution, which we're trying to determine at this point. But that's why we're doing a separate resolution. But it's not; it's incorporated.
It's incorporated
within the plan.
The plan, which is part of the master plan.
Correct.
Update.
Right. But the reason we're doing a separate resolution is in case that documentation is needed.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right.
As John would say, belts and suspenders.
Mm.
There's a lot of things, belts and suspenders, calling out, you know, things, right. Yep, belts and suspenders.
Right.
It was noticed.
Right, but the ROSI part is the list of properties is discussed as part of the OSRP.
Right.
Yep.
So we do really need our planner here, Mr. Behrens, who I think is running a few minutes late. Yeah. Maybe what we do is we circle back around and do the other stuff and then come back to this. We'll open up the public hearing and then let Tom give us his comments and then we can proceed. So we'll just hold this one for a few minutes until our planner gets here. And now why don't we just rearrange things a little bit. New business, the vouchers, they were sent out. There were two, but now there is one. One of them, it seems, was already approved, so we didn't have to worry about that. The one that's left there was from Clark Caton, the Clark Caton Hints one. I've reviewed it. I'm okay. If there are any questions or concerns, if not, nobody have any. I'll make the motion since I've reviewed them. And is there a second?
Seconded.
Thank you. Roll call.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeffer?
Yes.
Mr. Shike?
Yes.
And Mr. Semay?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Why don't we do a couple of reports here, and then we'll circle back and jump into the public hearing. Anything from council?
Yeah, we had a quiet meeting. Let's see, December 12th, we did up a little proclamation for Mr. McTiernan's good service, as you mentioned earlier, and we thank him again publicly for that. Let's see. In terms of consent agenda, was pretty quiet, just making sure there's nothing. We finally did a developer's agreement with Platypus Enterprises after multiple Board of Adjustment appearances. That's finally done.
What is that one again? That's the
Should ask this fellow in the front row.
I'm not sure what the developer agreement is. I mean, I know when we approved, I thought he was demolishing the house, though.
I think you're right. I mean, okay. I was one iteration behind.
Oh.
It's written in the resolution.
And it's the old Laylaw bus garage on Route 22, pretty close to Petticoat.
Oh, right here. Right
side. And it's a construction guy that wants to store equipment there in the old
wash machines and wash equipment.
Elephant tooth
square house. Yeah. I know Rivers knew two non-conforming uses.
I've got a little simpler to the houses down.
Yeah, exactly. But maybe he rips it down.
Well, he has to now because it's in the resolution.
Good.
Applied again for Annandale Village sidewalks. There's a little bit more optimism now that we're proceeding on the redevelopment area. And a grant application for DOT assistance for the area around the Doctor's Inn and the what can you call it, school, the thank you. And then the next really large job for us, and again we've applied for a grant from DOT. We were successful the last 2 years in getting a $240,000 is the rebuilding of Gray Rock from the probably the river up to about the middle school.
That's a road that really needs it.
From the river to, which is over...
Near 513.
Right.
I think I need councils to be commended for that, too, because there's really been an effort to look at the worst roads in the township, and it's strong effort to go fix those. That's one of them. This one in Fulper Alley and all those. Those are some others, too. But there's a lot of road work that's been getting done by council this year.
Yeah.
And then next.
Yeah, I mean, Stamp Mountain was our last rebuild project. That was $2 million. This one is about $1.1 million. And I don't know that Hermanthal needs a rebuild, but it sure needs some paving. So that's
really does. Although the pothole filling was at least very appreciated.
Thank the good Lord. And the DPW. And we had a discussion, sort of more or less, kind of, about naming Marukian and Calfelt, those three parcels, as Kramer's Creek Park. We're going to come back and revisit that in late January. And, you know, we may proffer some alternative names. Here's, when you look at the old maps, there's a, it's an 1853 map. And the Allers, the Kramers, there was one other name back there that begins with a B. So we'll have three family names to talk about. And I'm presuming we're going to be adopting one of those to name that park, which we want to be absolutely sure is finished so that we absolutely are sure of getting 2 points next year when we apply for financing for Marukia. I think I mentioned Marukia was not funded by NJHFMA in the last round.
There's no issue on that now. I mean, timing's okay then.
Oh, yeah. It won't be. They're changing the QAPs, the qualified allocation plan, the points scores for different elements. So the job, we were not perfect because we didn't have sufficient number of jobs versus dwelling units. That's going out according to the revisions that are being discussed. And something else is going in. So it looks like we're optimistic we should have a perfect score. The only thing we haven't really completely fleshed out is the freeholders have agreed to use the link to supply the 2 points for public transportation nearby, but the new version of the QAP has specific hours from this to that for that. So we're just making sure that that all works properly. But so anyways, we'll come back and revisit that. We also finally authorized the lease purchase of a bridge at Indy Acres for about $40,000. It's a Bailey Bridge that's going to get dropped over the brook of the South Branch, and we'll use that to demolish all but one of the structures on the site and clean everything up, the old steel swimming pool and whatnot. And if everything works right, we'll purchase the bridge, jack it up a little bit, put an abutment or a pier fairly far in from the brook. So it'll just be like a footing, basically, and then drop the bridge back down on top of it. So finally will.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's been holding up, I mean, since, yeah, since I...
Long, long time, yeah.
Trying to get across that since, bridge too far. That was
since you became mayor, I think, you know?
Yeah, and everyone said that was impossible, but that's great if we can...
Well, the doggone Bailey Bridges, when I used to race cars, every racetrack had a Bailey Bridge that would bring you over the track to the paddock on the inside. Mm-hmm. And it, things seem to last forever.
That's great.
So that's good news. And the last thing that we did was the adoption of an ordinance that's an enabling ordinance that significantly extends the opening hours of our open space holdings and parks for the purposes of hunting. And it also changes the language relative to firearms and bows and archery and that sort of stuff. So so that was adopted.
With real good engagement by or with hunters,
yeah,
and also
yeah.
the Environmental Commission. So it's not one of those either ors. It's a good team effort, I think, mm-hmm. in the community.
Well, everybody's for it, environmental yeah. open space. And Reddington is now, they've had a more recently a lecture, a presentation from the same professor we used, who's on their open space committee. And they're now considering changing their program, which is a, you know, a lease bid program with no particular calling requirements. So they're going down that same path. Raritan Township is ahead of us in that regard. They've already done their surveys for the deer population and have a program that's active. So we're kind of in the middle of those two towns, but the three largest towns in the county now are all moving in unison in the same direction. It's an ecology-based program, so we will be budgeting for a deer survey. Probably, if things work well, like I think they probably will, we'll engage the professor over at RBCC. It could be a student project. Our fee would be sort of a grant for the professor in college. And we'll survey at least a good portion of the town and see how many of those students are out there.
How do they do it? You go out and just...
They... three ways. They
I think I've seen that one before.
Sit on the corner.
The least accurate is driving around at night with a flashlight. Yeah. You use red eyes. You count them. The most accurate, of course, obviously the most expensive, is a flyby with an aircraft in infrared. I think we're going to thread the needle in the middle, and they're proposing a drone-based survey, with infrared sensors. But instead of pilots with a big airplane, it's going to be kids, or students rather, with a drone. So... and our attorney, Trishka Cecil, that woman knows everything there is to know about this kind of program because she's also the municipal attorney for Princeton. And if I remember, perhaps Montgomery. Princeton in particular has been in the Supreme Court twice with their program. So she's
right on.
Been through the mill
twice. What was Princeton's issue that brought it all the way up to the...
Well, they have a program using sharpshooters, mm-hmm. so silencers and scopes, and it's Princeton. How many lawyers, architects,
right.
engineers,
yeah.
professors are
not
you know, out there?
Wrong.
It's just a more sense. Oh, and it's urban, you know. So it's
university.
A really, all kidding aside, it's a much more sensitive area. We're much more rural, so you know, presumably, and we're going to start slow. Probably Windy Acres, maybe Prostack.
I'm volunteering my backyard.
Right outside my garage. Every time I drive out there, it's
yours,
four,
yeah,
the pear trees.
Country club.
So, of course, I could just do that with a baseball bat. So, and we will be designing the program in terms of hunter participation, culling goals, and all that stuff. And the meat will go through a game butcher and then off to the food bank by Hunters Helping the Hungry. And one of the founders of Hunters Helping the Hungry, Mike Aversa, is an accountant at Eisner Hamper. And I think Mike's agreed to join Open Space, which is a real good thing for Open Space. So that was council.
Good. A lot of good stuff. Ordinance subcommittee, nothing, I don't think.
No.
Next year. Open space, probably that...
We're now meeting the day after council, so we had a meeting to kind of rehash the council thing. And as I said, Mr. Aversa is a very good guy. I've known him for 20 or 25 years. He lives on Hermanthal, and he backs right up to Councilman Toshinowski's property. And Mike is a hunter. He hunts on his property. And so we're going to have his good advice on the committee. And that was, we really, again, talked about, you know, fleshing out the rules, you know, how the hunters would, do you have to take so many does before you get a buck, you know, but that kind of stuff. So it's a lot of minutia about the actual reduction of practice.
Good. Environmental Commission had a quick meeting. I couldn't make it. They were just trying to talk about some things for the new year. So that's all I have on there. So I guess we can circle back. Any idea on our planner?
Like 3 minutes, hopefully.
Like a couple of minutes?
Yeah. Yeah.
She was like a mention.
I noticed some of the names in the Rossi's attachment for the parks changed. Is that because we figured out that some of them were touching other ones?
Yeah, we discussed changing some of those names,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
for the small ones,
yeah.
where they were similar.
No, but like Cambridge Drive and Wellington Drive, both became Oak Knoll, things like that. So I'm assuming that was because someone looked at a map and figured out that they all are really one thing?
That was right. Tom, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Just before I forget, just kind of a future update. We have a compliance hearing for the affordable housing plan this Thursday at Somerville. And we have seen the special master's report. We are complete, except we forgot to do something. We forgot to commit to bonding. In the case that we don't get financing from HMMA. So that will be on the reorg agenda on January 2nd for council. Otherwise, we're complete, and I'm very optimistic we will get a judgment of compliance. And I'm sorry, Katie, what do you call that?
Propose.
Yes, judgment of compliance. Propose. Effectively, a COLA approval that will protect us against those remedies for duration. You know, we might get a temporary one until we get together on the 2nd. And
it could be,
you know,
it'll be conditional.
Yeah.
Would that potentially being the outstanding condition?
And I see that the folks on Allerton Road, the Kanowitz and Friends, are still trying to get their nose under the tent.
Yeah.
So I don't think they're going to be successful. Though.
Yeah, the report was indicated that we had satisfied a lot of every condition pretty well.
It was quite a laundry list when you look at everything. Yeah. We didn't even take credit for bonding to get all the serve capacity and everything.
Yeah.
That check was handed over to Ben Brooks, last week.
I could just talk about just procedurally in terms of...
Yeah, why don't we sort of kick that off?
Okay, just procedurally, there's not too much to talk about, but just there's two separate resolutions. So the hearing is on the master plan, the open space recreation open space I'm sorry the open space and recreation plan, because I have two of them sitting in front of me. So the open space and recreation plan element of the master plan, that's what the hearing is on. So if the board were act favorably on that would be what you would be adopting that element of the master plan and adopting the resolution at the same time. And then the second action, which would be a separate vote, is going to be voting to adopt the 2018 recreation open space inventory list, which is, and with that resolution confirms that the list is consistent with the open space and recreation plan and should be formally approved. So we're going to do two
right
again
as we
after
discussed
the hearing
before.
Right, so the hearing is on the master plan.
Right.
You don't necessarily need a hearing on
the
Rossi. We're just taking that separate action to confirm, right, in case the Green Acres program wants a separate resolution or document, and that just to, you know, confirm that it's consistent with the open space plan that you're adopting, that you would be potentially
right
adopting.
Good.
Okay. But, you know, again, when you the action on the master plan element is going to be a vote assuming you acted favorably, would be a vote on the to vote in favor, and again, and in the resolution both together.
Right. And I think I'll, I know it says it differently on the agenda, but I think I'll reverse the
order. Yes, exactly.
We'll do
that's right. It seems
we'll do
to
the master
out.
Plan update mm-hmm. and a resolution.
Exactly.
And assuming that that is successful, we'll go do the
Rossi. Exactly. That makes more sense.
And then again, the process here is, as we said, we've done some work sessions. There's been a lot of work. When a planner comes, we will hear his testimony or his
testimony. Yep, we're going to swear him in. We're going to.
We're also going to open it up to the public
for questions and then comments.
Right. Anyone of you or us have any questions or
yep.
comments, and then the discussion, and then the decision on the next step on that. And again, as you know, just as well for the folks in the the list here has like three or four different categories of open space land. It's land that we own for recreation and conservation purposes. It's also land that has conservation restrictions, so we may not own it, but it's designated. There are some other categories that for lease or use agreement, we don't have any of those in our particular case. Most of the stuff we have, as you pointed out, Mr. Pfeffer, is owned on the inventory, named. A lot of these, aside from the big parks that we know about, that Windy Acres, I'm just looking through here, some of the Prospect Farm, Braze Hill, everybody knows about those. They're Hackett's Preserve. They're kind of on our list. There are some smaller, very small pieces in there as well that were a lot of times the result of neighborhood developers or developments. And there's some little open space pockets as well.
Although some of these are more developed, like Springside Farm has parking in High Bridge, not in the township, but they've got trails going through the township.
Right. So some of those big ones, but then as you were noting before,
the
smaller ones at the bottom of the list really were very much development driven.
Although they are ripe for like a Boy Scout project to turn into something more, something like that. But can we name drainage something other than drainage?
What's that?
The two that are named drainage. Can we do something better than drainage?
Positive drainage.
Good drainage. Yeah.
Good drainage.
Yeah, we have one called drainage.
Two of them, yeah, on lines 23 and 26. Oh, that might be Tom.
I'm looking at how big is that one?
1.5 acres.
Yeah, 0.057 acres and 1.24 acres.
Right. So,
welcome.
Good evening. Mr. Behrens is here. We were just talking about the process. We're ready to go. We'll kind of open the public hearing. But
thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
for your patience. Appreciate it.
You can give us, we were just.
Sure. I'm going to swear, Mr. Behrens. Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay, and Mr. Behrens, do you want to just state who you are for the people? Audience.
I'm a professional planner with Burgess Associates. We are the township's planning consultant. We've been with the township for a number of years now, and most recently we've been involved in its affordable housing efforts as well as this open space and recreation plan preparation. So where we last left off, I believe we met toward the end of November. I had a pretty healthy discussion about the plan. We talked about including some additional properties, excluding some properties, refining some language here and there. But generally, the plan was to move forward in its format at that time. So I had revised the plan in accordance with the board's comments. There were some further revisions per the Green Acres staff. They just wanted to see some language touched up, just three comments here and there. And also in coordinating with Denise to make sure we were on the same page in terms of the acreage for one property, for instance, and the naming of some of the other parcels. So what I have for the board is a plan with today's date with all of those revisions. So what was recommended by John Drill was that the plan with the last revisions dated November 20th would be an exhibit A1. There's an errata sheet that outlines all of these revisions from that version, and then we have today's version that we could flip through or at least go through the, those minor changes, and then the board would be, if they were so inclined, able to take action and presumably adopt the document. So I'll just hand out those forms really quick. Sorry if I sound like a space kid.
Thank you.
Any interesting numbers of the book? Discussed last time, this is very much a living document, so it can change over time. The parcels can be added, not as easily deleted once they're on the recognition and open space inventory.
Do you want to, should we mark them?
So the first ones that I did not hand out have that November 20th date as A1, so you can copy
that. November 20th. The November 20th, 2018 version we're going to mark as A1. I'm sorry, B1. Sorry about that. The errata sheet, why don't we do as B2. And the December 17th version we'll do as B3. Do you have anything else?
No, that's what I've had at the moment. So just moving down the list, obviously the date of the plan was changed to today's date. There was on page 8 has the first inventory table of the township's owned or leased property, and Denise had picked up on a few corrections that I should have made, so I made those, and one pertained to the acreage of the of block 33, lot 2, wetland. I'm not quite sure how to pronounce that.
Which one is this?
It's block 33 on page 8,
wetland.
Table 1.
Wetland.
Oh, yeah, wetland. Okay. All right. So it's phonetically spelled. So then that. So. Correcting that acreage, I added an additional 3 acres per the tax data, then caused some other numbers throughout the document to adjust. So those are those revisions where you see the acreage changes. Let's see. And also from the last time, but that made it into the 1120 version were those additions and deletions. So the numbers on the version from the 20th had been adjusted. That was circulated to the township, you know, almost a month ago.
Hey, you lost me there. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
What is wetland?
Well, if we go to page 8, it's one of the parcels that is owned by the township, as far as I'm aware. It was identified in the 2003. It would be number, well, it's block 30. It's in the first column. If you will, about, I don't know, 10 or so down.
Okay.
Lot 33, Lot 2.
They bumped it up by 3 acres, Kevin. Went from 54 to 57.
Right. And we're, I'm just, what is it? Remind me.
I'm trying to imagine it because I'm Block 33, Lot 3. So I'm apparently smushed right between Springside Farm and the other one.
It says Hermanthal Road and Wetland was the name that had been assigned to it.
Is it adjacent to Springside Farm, though? Like, does it border and touch?
It sounds like it probably is.
Yeah, I've hiked back there before. I didn't know that there was a distinct line. I mean, it's one gigantic woodlands.
Because you've also got the sort of ravine, I think.
The ravine is across Hermanthal, though, on the other side. Right. Backs up to, like, David Post and stuff like that.
So if it's up there adjacent, then we probably consider it Springside. You know, it's part of what we would think as Springside. I don't know. I've never heard of all my years. I never heard of it.
So then we should probably
I mean, it's okay. I just didn't.
That's how it was listed in the 2003 version, which obviously 15 years has gone by. So that may be.
I'm just trying to pull up also like the tax and see what it looks like.
Yeah, no, I know.
So, but if it would help to clarify,
Right.
Oh, yeah, that's literally right behind my house. That's the Springside Farm.
Yeah, that's part. That's what I think. But that's okay. Right. I have a problem. We can. As long as I know what it was, I thought it was some sort of cute joke on it's wetlands.
I'm not that clever. So.
Yeah. All right. Sorry.
Anyway, the acreage associated with that was incorrect, so I increased that by 3. So hence, you'll see a number of acreage changes, and they all stem from that one revision. So I was going through and just hopefully I caught them all. We'll see. So skipping down to item 3 on the errata sheet, this was a comment from Green Acres. If we go to page 3, paragraph 1, it basically talks about some of the program requirements and eligibility. And he didn't want me to make it sound so restrictive that, you know, all municipalities who don't do this, who don't adopt an open space plan or open space tax can't participate. They just get, there's less funding available. He wanted me to make that clear. So I added a sentence that talked about that at the end of, I guess it's paragraph 2, excuse me. Number 4, then page 3, paragraph 1, line 6. He had asked to eliminate the Office of Natural Resource Restoration, as he said it was not part of the particular program that we were talking about, even though it was listed in some document somewhere that talked about it. Number 5, again, that just has to do with the acreage, simply. Going to page 8, that was that inventory table. I'm on number 6 now of the errata sheet. The first revision, again, was to that block 33, lot 2, the acreage. We also revised Austin Hill to Austin Hill Road, which probably should have been the case in the first place. The beginning of the second column, it was originally Route 31 and Echo Lake, revised to Echo Lane. Let's see what else. Moving down where we have, what was it changed to? Let's see. Block 81, Lot 8 was previously York Drive, is now Hampden Road. 8140 was Eaton Court and is now Wales Court. And then the total at the end of the table was revised accordingly. Moving on to page 17. Again, just this issue of acreage, just the additional 3 that were noted.
It is pretty impressive. I'm sorry while you're going there.
Sure.
You know, we do have a lot of recreational space in town, right? When you look at that, I'm looking at that 1,200 and some plus or minus if you adjust it, which is the town's and the school's acres, but when you factor in the state lands, which are really those massive reservoir projects, parks, 31 over 30% of our acreage is open space or recreation.
Yeah, I think this information would have been wonderful to have a year and a half ago when the council was pitching using open space money for improvement as well, because just acquisition doesn't really make sense when we're already acquired a lot.
Right.
Sure.
No, you've gone to great lengths, and you should be commended for it. I mean, wish every town was as interested.
It's a pretty big percentage.
And you'd have more competition, of course, for the funding, but you've done a great job so far. So the next step would be obviously trying to link those and develop them or not develop them, depending on whatever features or aspects they have, and that's another purpose of this plan. Obviously, you have the inventorying and then looking into the future, and by identifying, your wish list, so to speak, that enables you to use money, funding, grant money to buy those parcels. Without that, you wouldn't necessarily be able to do that or have as much funding available. So just moving down the list, again, we're just talking about some acreage changes based on that little modification. I skip all the way down to number 12 on page 25, and that's really just a recognition that the township has held at least two public meetings prior to this moment when the planning board may contemplate adopting the plan, such as is required by Green Acres. So hence our emphasis on having the work session and a brief discussion at council, just to give the public the opportunity to be aware of what's going on and give input, if so.
You guys discuss it at council as well? And,
yes.
Okay. Yes, we did. All right.
All these changes are relatively minor in nature, correct?
Very minor in nature.
Just wanted to get your opinion.
There was some mapping. So, again, from the last time we met, the board had made some comments. The plan was revised to some extent, and that was in the November 20th version, which was submitted 10 days prior to. And then there were some very minor versions revisions from that. So,
right.
Hence, you have the plan before you.
Good. Does anybody have any questions of Tom from the board? No.
Good job.
How about...
I was going to say, I think the more major changes that happened, before... the minor changes.
It took into account just about every comment, and it made its way in here.
Yeah, I think it looks great. You took care of almost all of the issues I think that anybody had brought up. Especially like that we are now a stable population, not a rapidly growing one. So things like that.
Yeah, I mean you do see the value in updating these elements of the master plan after...
It's good to take a look every so often.
Every so often to sit back, and it really is sort of doing planning rather than just, dealing with issues. So, all right. If no one on the board has any questions. Anybody from the public with any questions for either this witness or the board? No. Not seeing anybody saying they have anything. Shall we...
make a motion.
Comment? Close the... Anybody with comments?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, oh, you can also comment. I'm sorry. You don't have to have a question. If you don't have a question, you're welcome to come and comment.
It's a good plan.
that's a good comment.
Well, that wasn't what we were thinking, but thank you. Good. So I don't see anybody coming up, so I'll close the public comment part of the hearing. And all right. To the board, any questions, concerns, comments? Are you pretty comfortable with where we are based on all the work that's been done?
Any updates?
Yeah.
Just send us an electronic copy is the only...
Absolutely,
so
yes.
I get it over to the open space folks. Yep.
So as Katie mentioned, let's do this first. We'll look for a motion to adopt the open space and recreation plan element of the master plan.
No move.
Can we do the resolution at the same time? And let's include
that as well.
A resolution
saying
such. If there's a motion, Mr. Pfeffer, is there a second?
Second.
Mr. McTiernan, thank you. Roll call.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeffer?
Yes.
Mr. Scheich?
Yes.
And Mr. Smith?
Yes. Great. And as we were discussing, we typically try to have a recreation and open space inventory, or a ROSI, as well. That can be handy when needed to
deal with open space and green acres issues. It really comes right out of the work in this, so there is a resolution in our packages as well. So if is there...
Well, I guess we have to make the minor changes, like changing wetland to Springside Farm on this as well.
Yeah, it's a typo.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think it's of any consequence. But,
So is there a motion to...
So moved.
I'll second.
Approve the Rossi and the resolution. Thank you, Mr. Pfeffer and Mayor Higgins. Roll call, please.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeffer?
Yes.
Mr. Scheid?
Yes.
And Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
What we discussed with council, I can't forget, is that these are necessary actions taken to retrieve a couple of $1 million from Green Acres, $1.2 million from Windy Acres, and then 800 and some odd thousand from various other projects.
Yeah, you need these before you can get the money out of Trenton. So.
Because we've given the draft documents to Green Acres and shared with them, we're anticipating that they'll be okay with their current format, let's say.
Well, I would like to...
An expedited process.
I would like to thank Mr. Behrens and particularly, I know Denise did an awful lot on this as well, so...
She did more than I did, probably.
The team.
To be honest.
About that, but thanks.
It wasn't the easiest.
Yeah, I know.
Team effort.
The team did a very good job on this.
It was a learning experience for me.
You're now intimately familiar with all the places you can go hiking.
Yes.
Well, so one recommendation was to possibly get some of this information onto the website and make
yes.
it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that would be
good. Develop that.
I would leave that up to the governing body, but yeah, that could be a very good. Some of those schedules are pretty nice where that they have the different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How to access them and all of that.
That's
mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I believe that brings us to the end of. Not only the meeting, but the year.
Yeah.
Maybe since it's Mr. McTiernan's last meeting, and which we do thank him very much for, we let him do the honors.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
And I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed or abstain? All right. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.